This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to ask the question, do we live in a country where you look at the Capitol building and you think we are a nation that stands for freedom, for equality, and for rule of law? Or are we somehow a nation that has lost our commitment to any of the values of our founding? Scott Rasmussen, who is a leading public opinion pollster, been a guest on this show many times. He is the editor-at-large of Ballotopedia book, and The Sun is Still Rising, Politics Has Failed, But America Will Not. It's just out in paperback. He has a fascinating and very important new poll that's very important to the events of today. Scott, what your poll showed to me is that an overwhelming majority of Americans do not believe that the government actually represents the values of our founders. Does that skepticism go away in the light of something like this Capitol attack that we have just experienced that was so shocking today with a terrorist killing a Capitol police officer?
The skepticism does not go away. You know, that it's tragic that an officer loses his life in this situation. We have a lot of these unfortunate news stories these days. But the fact is, a majority of Americans has not trusted the federal government to do the right thing, even most of the time for the last half century. There's a deeply embedded level of distrust. Right now, 83% of voters think America's founding ideals are worth fighting for, but only 34% think that the federal government is on their side, is trying to support those ideals. And that's a pretty horrific situation.
Does a lot of this have to do with some of the superheated political rhetoric on both sides? Where if you go back in, we've always had rough and tumble campaigns and people say rough things about their opponents. But in terms of basically one side saying the other side is trying to destroy America, or as the Democrats are saying now regarding the voting reforms in Texas and in Georgia and in Iowa, as the Democrats are saying now, the Republicans are trying to strip people of their constitutionally guaranteed right to vote. Does that kind of rhetoric help to determine this idea that our government doesn't represent our ideals anymore?
Absolutely. You know, we're in a circumstance where a generation ago you might disagree with the other side, but you at least consider them a loyal opposition. And now the polarization has reached unprecedented levels. And so what we have in the current polling that I've done, just over half of Democrats say, yeah, the government supports our ideals. Republicans and independents disagree. This is not just about Democrats, though. If the Republicans controlled the White House and Congress today, Republicans would be more inclined to say, yes, they do reflect the values of our nation's founding, and Democrats would say no. So there is some of that, but it is much deeper. And, you know, that's the part that we have to get beyond. It's not just who's in charge or who won the last election. 85% of voters say that freedom, equality, and self-governance are a good description of our founding ideals. And about half of all voters say that they're all equally important. They go together. You can't just have one without the other. But there is a division among the rest of the population, the other half. Basically, 32% say freedom is the most important priority, and 18% quality on top. And the people that have those opposing views often just don't consider what the other is saying.
Scott, I don't know this. I mean, I've read the information that you've released about this poll. It seems to me very important. Do you have a sense of what issues persuade people most that the government has abandoned American ideals?
I don't think it's really so much in terms of a particular issue. What I know is that voters overwhelmingly believe that a political elite has a condescending attitude towards the rest of the nation. I know that 59% view the federal government as a special interest group that looks out primarily for its own interest. And I think this is something that has been building for decades. And so it's an ongoing problem. I think the answer is to avoid all the time getting caught up in the issue of the day and every now and then stepping back and saying, you know, what is it we have in common? How can we build upon these ideals? How can we, in our own behavior, exemplify some of those ideals? And quite frankly, and I hate to say this, but some of the very people who claim to be fighting the hardest for America's founding ideals, sometimes they do more harm than good because they act in ways that really don't represent those ideals.
So what about, I mean, right now, and it just occurred to me, we have these fights going on, a fight in state after state about reforming details about voting, and then this big fight in Washington, D.C. about Biden's new infrastructure plan and another $2 trillion. And neither side, neither the Biden administration in Washington nor the Republican majorities in state legislatures in Texas and Georgia and elsewhere, neither one seems to try to make this a bipartisan cause. Shouldn't it be bipartisan in both cases? If we're actually rebuilding roads and bridges and highways, that's natural for bipartisanship. And if you're trying to make voting more assured, more orderly, more honest, is there any reason that one side or another should be opposed to a good faith effort like that?
Well, I think you just hit on one of the key problems. Yes, both sides have taken the attitude that if we have power by a single vote, we are going to push it as far as we can. Rather than working within a constitutional system of checks and balances that was really designed to encourage compromise, you know, the filibuster and the provisions that we have grown to normally see as part of our governing system encourage people to compromise so you can find that common ground. And unfortunately, neither side is doing it. And it does lead, first of all, it leads to some bad legislation. And second of all, it leads to an erosion of trust. Right after he was elected, President, we asked people about what should President Biden focus on. And far more than pursuing an agenda or implementing a legislative plan, it was finding ways to unify the nation, finding that common ground. Instead, I think what we have is there are two elites that you might think of as fighting each other and that really do see the other side as evil. And then you've got an awful lot of Americans who believe in the founding ideals, who want to find ways to work together. And often, yes, they pick one side or the other when they go to the voting booth. But really, much of the time, ordinary Americans are just trying to keep their head down to avoid getting caught in the crossfire between these battling political sides. And that's really problematic. You know, if you went back to the Constitutional Convention, there were horrific debates and big policy disputes, but they didn't find a way to come together, compromise, and the ending result was nothing like what anybody anticipated going in. But that was a good model.
That was the miracle in Philadelphia. When you're talking about people trying to keep their head down with the battling titans of Republican and Democrat, it's kind of like a movie we're going to be reviewing later. It's called Godzilla versus Kong. So which side gets to be the slimy reptile giant? We'll get to that and more. Scott Rasmussen, his book, The Sun is Still Rising, Politics Has Failed, But America Will Not. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved show, the Scott Rasmussen poll that we were just talking about, which appeared under the headline, How Much Do You Trust the Government? He has a one shocking number that just jumped out at me. By a margin of 57 to 24, so more than 2 to 1, Republicans believe that the federal government does not support the nation's founding ideals. Okay, in what arena or in what policy that the federal government follows does the federal government betray our founding ideals? Just asking. 1-800-955-1776. Dave in Seattle. You're on the Medved Show.
Yeah, Michael, to answer that question, family values. You know, there's 72 genders now. You know, our poor kids are being taught sex ed in kindergarten. But getting back to Scott Rappinson saying that there's two elite parties that are fighting against you, that's garbage, Michael, and you know it. It's the Rhino Republicans in bed with the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden can't even talk. He fumbles and bumbles, and he's setting records every day with executive orders, killing the Keystone Pipeline, letting boys into little girls' locker rooms. Michael, he's doing everything to divide us, and you do nothing. You do nothing to speak against all these travesties that Mr. Biden is doing to our country. You sit by and say, oh, everything's fine. It's uniting the country.
No, I'm sorry. I do all the time. And as a matter of fact,
hold on, Dave.
Dave, today and yesterday, and frankly the day before that, I've been all over Biden for misrepresenting what this Georgia law is and for actually lying about it to the public. Now, the answer to that, of course, is look at all the lies that Trump told, and there were many. But the truth of the matter is, it's totally appropriate to hold Biden accountable for stupid stuff that he does. And by the way, yesterday I also talked about what a travesty it was that one of Biden's supporters said that opening up our military to transgendered people who will need surgery that the government will pay for, the claim that that will make our army stronger and better, is ridiculous. And it's foolish. But the idea is that you believe that there are no two parties in Washington. It's all one gigantic party to undermine America. Is that your conviction?
Michael, the truth is Mitt Romney, McCain, the Bush families, they bow down to the Democrat Party. They apologize to them left and right. George W. Bush against Barack Obama didn't say a word for 8 years against Barack Obama. And everything he did, nothing he said, right? And then,
okay,
within 1 month, Michael, within 1 month of Donald Trump being president, George W. Bush came out of the basement against our Republican president.
Okay, tell me where and what did he say about it? And first of all, we have a long tradition of ex-presidents not injecting themselves into partisan politics. By the way, Jimmy Carter was an exception to that, and that was a mistake.
Okay, then why did George W. Bush interject anything in the first month against President Trump? Why?
Okay, what did he interject in the first month against President Trump?
George W. Bush said he was a racist. I don't believe that George W. Bush ever said President Trump is a racist,
but he probably, like most Americans, criticized what President Trump said about Charlottesville. And
you know,
the
Michael,
idea that Mitt Romney, who has all his life been a Republican, he's a son of a distinguished Republican, and basically has supported the free market system and the ideals of conservatism, and you talk about family values, has certainly been a strong supporter of those values, that Mitt Romney, because he has questions about Donald Trump, you're going to try to smear and say that he bows down to the Democratic Party? It's absurd. And by the way, I don't believe that Mitt Romney has ever supported a Democratic candidate for anything, and including not supporting Biden, which he didn't. Dave, if you believe that there are two parties and not one, what's the future of the Republican Party?
The future of the Republican Party is with conservatives, not rhinos like the Mitt Romneys, the Bushes, and the McCains, okay?
George W. Bush is retired. Mitt Romney is in the U.S. Senate and is going to stay there. And if you want to get rid of all of those Republicans who
rhinos.
Actually admire...
Rhinos, Michael. Get rid of the rhinos,
okay,
please.
Calling names. Wait a minute. Let me ask you something about...
Calling names?
Donald J.
No,
Trump.
I'm not calling names. J. I'm Trump. Calling a spade, Michael.
You are not, because let me tell you, Donald Trump has no background in the Republican Party, no long-term commitment to it, and it's Donald Trump who right now is trying to challenge incumbent conservative Republicans because he doesn't think they supported him enough. If you want to look for a Republican in name only, that would be Donald Trump, who until the day before yesterday was thinking about leaving the Republican Party anyway. That has never been a consideration for people like McCain, may he rest in peace, or George W. Bush, or George H.W. Bush, or Mitt Romney. And basically, this term rhino, if you want to drive people out of your party because you don't think they are sufficiently committed to Donald J. Trump, you are going to lose every major election. And
if you
don't believe that, just look at the numbers. Yes.
Michael, we have to stop apologizing for the truth, okay? We have to, as a country, stop apologizing for the truth. Our founding fathers, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, you agree with the left wanting to take down their statues, Michael? You agree with that?
Of course not. I've written about it and spoken about it intensively. And there is all the difference in the world. I'm sorry, Dave, there's all the difference in the world between principled conservatives who are talking about defending the statues of Lincoln and Washington and Jefferson, and those people who think, you know what, Robert E. Lee was a traitor to our country. Jefferson Davis was a traitor to our country. They also supported an evil, racist institution that they were willing to die for. There might be some real questions that not just liberals, but conservatives as well, who have any scrap of decency, might want to ask about supporting Confederate heroes. Dave, I do appreciate your call, and I'm glad we could engage in a spirited disagreement. I can tell you this, there is one principle that I know to be true. It's not something I believe, something I know, that the way you wreck a political party is by driving people away from it. The way that you build a political party is by drawing people to it. You succeed by multiplication, not division, by addition and not subtraction. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael MedVed Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is urging people not to give back the difficult progress we've made against COVID-19. Over 30 states are reporting that cases are going back up. He's also hailing the new jobs report with over 900,000 jobs created in March.
My message to the American people is this. Help is here. Opportunity is coming.
But he says progress can be reversed and that his recovery plan, including the new infrastructure package, are badly needed. It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria, on the future of the Iran nuclear deal. It's been 3 years since former President Trump pulled out of the agreement. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Your cultural crusader. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Let me just put into some perspective the heated exchange you just heard. And the perspective is this. We just had a vote on $1.9 trillion of taxpayer funding. Every single Republican in the House and in the Senate voted no. We had a decisive vote that has a profound impact on American history. And that vote was for the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who is doing a great job on the Supreme Court of the United States. If the current Senate were being asked to confirm Judge Barrett, she wouldn't get confirmed. Why? Because we lost the Senate seats for Senator Perdue and for Senator Loeffler in Georgia. In Georgia, for goodness sake. And it wasn't even that close for those two races. We lost. Why? Because Republicans were fighting against one another. When President Trump went to Georgia the day before the election, literally the day before the election in Georgia, he went there and he attacked the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, a conservative Republican. He attacked the Secretary of State. He said he was going to campaign against them. He wanted them out. This kind of fighting within a party, particularly at a time when there is such a narrow partisan divide, and And particularly at a time when there is such remarkable unity in both Republican caucuses. In other words, when it comes to the more extreme things that Joe Biden is doing, there's no dissension from Mitt Romney. There's no dissension from Lisa Murkowski. There's no dissension from Susan Collins. And Susan Collins got herself reelected by a pretty good margin. And this is why this talk of remaking a purified Republican Party, getting rid of so-called rhinos, you can't get rid of anybody. They're all indispensable. And you want to get rid of, oh, I don't know, Mitt Romney is up for re-election in 2022. And is it possible that if there is a third party candidate against him, because there won't be, he's not going to lose a Republican primary in Utah, that if there were a third party candidate against him, a Democrat could win? Yes. So it happened to Nia Long, who was a fine Republican representative in Utah. She lost to a guy named Ben McAdams, a Democrat, because there were enough people who were voting for a libertarian third party candidate. Look, the way you win is you get victories for the people who agree with you more. And if you look at someone like Liz Cheney, it's one of those reasons I've said nothing about Matt Gaetz, who is in a huge amount of embarrassing trouble. And I have no great admiration for Matt Gaetz, none at all. Why? Because he went 2,000 miles away from his own congressional district in the panhandle of Florida and flew out to Wyoming to launch a campaign to knock out Wyoming's only congresswoman, who has an over 90% conservative voting record, voted with President Trump on virtually everything, but she voted after the January 6th riot to impeach him. What is the point of trying to knock out Liz Cheney? To expending Republican energy and money and resources in doing that? If Republicans can't continue to work together, and all credit here to Mitch McConnell, and all credit to Kevin McCarthy, who have kept their caucuses largely together, if they can't manage to work together, then your chances of unifying the country, which the American people emphatically want, are very, very low. And that's why I have a very, very low opinion of this now famous House GOP memo. The way it was headlined over at Axios is House GOP memo, embrace of Trump agenda is only option for comeback. And it's really not so much the embrace of a Trump agenda. What the author of the memo, Congressman Banks, is saying, and he's arguing for, is making the Republican Party a specifically a working man's party, a working class party, a blue collar party. The document is called Cementing GOP as the Working Class Party. It leaves no doubt that Republicans, at least in the House of Representatives, will be doubling down on Donald Trump for the foreseeable future. It doesn't really say that. That's fake news. Because it's not talking about Trump personally, and I think that the whole tone of the memo is an assumption that Trump will not be running for office again, and I believe that to be true. And by the way, I think it will be very difficult for the Republican Party if President Trump does decide to run again. And Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana argues in the memo that, quote, both parties are undergoing coalitional transformations, and the Republicans shouldn't fight the trend of corporate donors pulling back from the GOP. Quote, our electoral success in the 2022 midterm election will be determined by our willingness to embrace our new coalition. House Republicans can broaden our electorate, increase voter turnout, and take back the House by enthusiastically rebranding and reorienting as the party of the working class. There's an embittered and loud minority in the GOP that finds our new coalition distasteful. But President Trump's gift didn't come with a receipt. And when you talk about President Trump's gift, the idea that in 2022 that everyone who voted for Trump in 2020 will automatically vote Republican, regardless of who the Republican is or where the issues are, it's fallacious. And there's one problem here. is he talks about, for instance, that the way that you cement this working class coalition that Jim Banks is talking about is you go after big tech. Going after private companies is not a Republican thing to do. I'm sorry, it's not. If you actually believe in a free market economy, if you actually believe that a business owner, whether it's an owner of a small business or the proprietor of a very large business, should be able to make decisions for himself without an abundance of government interference, then you're not going to be making, as one of your big talking points, going after big tech. And there's another thing that he does here. He lists how different professions donated to different causes and to different candidates. And, for instance, that people who were bankers and who were college professors and were marketing specialists all donated heavily to Joe Biden, whereas people who were custodians and car mechanics donated predominantly to Trump. What he's not telling you is that the amount of the donations was not comparable. And also, it's not the future of America. America is not producing huge numbers of new blue-collar jobs. America is producing huge numbers of information technology jobs. And those people in the suburbs, those people who have a college degree, those people that he seems to want to drive out of the Republican Party, or at least ignore, are going to be bigger in number, whereas people who are traditional blue-collar voters, working-class voters, as he puts it. Look, one of the things about America is we have never had a class-based politics. There's a famous book called It Didn't Happen Here by Seymour Martin Lipset, Stanford professor. And he talks about why did America never have a socialist revolution or any real socialist party? And the answer is because people are not born into a class and that's where you stay. We believe in upward mobility. And the idea that we want to embrace the fact that people don't want that is not a prospect for a bright future for any political party that embraces that idea. We will be right back.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Michael Medved Show, talking about the future of the Republican Party. There's one other thing, which is that I think people know, if you look back on the election of 2020, we lost the Senate and we lost the presidency the same way, which is losing votes in the suburbs. And yes, there are working class suburbs in the country. It's a real thing. But if you're talking about making a working class party and trying to create a party based upon class identification, and part of what Congressman Jim Banks wants to institute is a whole series of programs, to hold working class roundtables, to create a working families task force, to focus on individual and digital donations, to embrace Made in America agenda. Now, well, that's fine, sure. But the difficulty is that you're also going to need to campaign in the suburbs that are not going to necessarily follow that agenda. And right now, in some of the strikes that we have going on, some of the attacks that we have going on by the Democrats and by Joe Biden against corporate America, if you really want to make corporate America into a villain and say, oh, they're all lefties anyway, again, we should be completely critical about them whenever we need to be. And for instance, I think that I've been very critical about Coca-Cola and Apple and Delta Airlines for their misleading hypocrisy about these Georgia voting reforms. And the difficulty here is that part of what Joe Biden wants to do, and he wants to raise very dramatically, maybe not as disastrously as some had feared, but very dramatically, the corporate tax rate. If you're going to just cast corporations to the wind and join the Democrats in bashing corporations and join the Democrats in suggesting that big business somehow is the enemy of the people, if you're going to join in that in a bid for working class votes, frankly, you'll never outbid the Democrats. Because it again, they are the ones who want to take money away from private industry and funnel it through the government to people they think deserve it. That's a competition we can't win, and we shouldn't even try, frankly. What we want to try for is a dynamic economy, a growth economy, where everybody can get ahead. And people are not locked into one identity, in an identity of grievance and frustration. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The Representative James Clyburn, who is, of course, the number three ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives, representative from South Carolina, who was largely responsible for Joe Biden coming back after a disastrous beginning and being able to win the Democratic Party's nomination for president. James Clyburn admitted on Fox News, he was being challenged by Neil Cavuto, who I admire a lot. He was being challenged by Cavuto about the infrastructure bill, so-called, which is really about a lot more than infrastructure. This is what James Clyburn had to say, clip five.
When I hear about spending better than $400 billion on the care for the elderly and the disabled, however meritorious that might be, also looking at the tuition-free community college, also looking down the road at universal pre-K, what the heck does this have to do with any of that?
It has to do with educating our children. It has to do with taking care of the elderly. I don't understand. We aren't Eskimos. We aren't going to be carrying our elderly people out.
Is that infrastructure? That's what I'm saying. And does it blur the line so that you're losing support you might otherwise get if you kept it just focused on that?
It says the American Jobs Plan. The American Jobs Plan. This is all about jobs. It's not just about building buildings.
Okay, he shifted away intensely. I mean, the Wall Street Journal has done excellent analysis of what this bill actually provides. And about two-thirds of his expenditures have nothing to do with infrastructure. And that's even counting the huge amounts they're spending for mass transit, which is a fraud and a disaster and does very little to help the environment and basically doesn't work out wherever it is located. The example I always give, forget Seattle, where our light rail, which cost billions of dollars, $300,000 a yard of track for 3 feet. It's $100,000 per foot of track that it costs to lay that track and then to operate the trains. And it's had no impact on our traffic. None. What basically made traffic better for a while was COVID, unfortunately. Basically, the Democrats, rather than talking about the infrastructure bill, which is not really about infrastructure at all, would prefer to talk about Republicans and again to push the title racist onto the Republican Party. MSNBC contributor and a New York Times bestselling author, Heather McGee, was explaining, she thought, the GOP opposition to the more than $2 trillion infrastructure bill. Listen, that's clip 12.
The way in which the right wing is increasingly bankrupt of any ideas that could help the people of this nation, right? We obviously need to invest in ourselves again after 50 years into what I call drained pool politics, the idea of shortchanging our public goods because the country is growing more diverse and the majority of white Americans are worried and anxious and distrustful of sharing public goods with people that they're not so sure are good. And so this is really the question. Are we going to invest in ourselves again? Is the country that used to be the envy of the world in terms of infrastructure and free college and really a high standard of living for its people, but now has an almost failing grade in our infrastructure and 40% of adult workers don't make enough to meet their basic needs, are we going to be great again, but for all of us? That's the question. The right wing's answer is no, I have no interest in addressing that problem. I want to hold on to the majority of white voters by scaremongering and scapegoating about race, because that's really what cancel culture is, right?
That's what cancel culture is, about scaremongering about race. Again, part of what has happened in this country, and I was talking about this with Scott Rasmussen earlier this hour, has been that it's no longer that, oh, my opponent is totally misguided. He's in favor of a program that's wasteful and poorly designed and inefficient and inappropriate. It's now my opponent is a racist. He only wants white voters. He doesn't care about people who aren't white. Or my opponent is a secret socialist who wants to wreck America and destroy everything. And that kind of imputation to someone with whom you disagree of bad intentions, not just bad policies, not just bad ideas, not just bad actions, but bad intentions that they deliberately want to keep people down, or they deliberately want to destroy the entire fabric of our democracy. That, to me, is one of the worst aspects of this moment in our politics, that there are so many Democrats, including prominent Democrats who should know better, for instance, who are suggesting that Republicans really want to undermine democracy. They want to make it impossible for people to vote. They want to take away the right to vote. Do I think the Republicans have done a good job defending themselves on these issues? Not at all. And again, it would be one of those things. I'm not sure who can provide that kind of Republican leadership to get a reasonable line on this. But I do think that speaking back about some of the extremes in the accusations associated with voting reform is well worthwhile. But in that context, it's also important to remember we had an election, and the election was fair, and it was good, and it was orderly. And things still do work, maybe not as well as they always should. But we're also going to make progress on this pandemic. We are making progress on this pandemic for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.